Now, one thing that we're going to be talking about is things like Lights of the Delta, for example, in Blavel and other events that happen in the Delta.
Right.
What does tourism mean to this part of the state of Arkansas?
Well, the Arkansas Delta really is very poor economically in many areas, but it's very rich in terms of its history and heritage. So for a number of years now, we've been working with communities in the Delta on capitalizing on their history and heritage through preservation projects and through heritage tourism in order to use their heritage as an economic development strategy.
And one thing I was going to ask about with the different things that are out there, like, for example, what we're talking about in Blavel, how successful are these programs? Do they work as well as cities hope?
They do work. And, you know, the attractions themselves don't always make a great deal of money. But what's important is they serve as catalysts to stimulate other economic opportunities in the region. For instance, when you have a festival or an attraction and you bring visitors into the region, right now the statewide average is that each visitor spends about $239, I think is the current average. But so if you multiply $239 per person and you look at a festival like the one in Blyville that brings in, you know, 25,000-30,000 people, that's a significant number. And that amount doesn't necessarily go to the festival, although they do make some money. The amount that visitors spend goes to the restaurants in the area. They stop and they eat while they're there. They fill up with gasoline. Often they come from a great distance and they spend the night there, particularly something like Lights of the Delta, which is at night. So rather than driving home at night, they'll spend the night. So it has a significant impact.
Are there any negative aspects to when you put something like this together, in anything that might be on the negative side that people may not think about?
Well, you know, I don't know of any negatives. I think the important thing is that all of the community be involved in something like this and know what's going on. There's, something like this, when you're focusing on your heritage, you don't want to over-commercialize it, because really what people are coming for is to get a sense of what these communities are like in the Delta. So you don't want to over-commercialize and then really lose that sense of that history and heritage.
Did y'all work with Blavel to set up the Lights of the Delta?
Well, we did not work with them to actually set it up. We obviously, Arkansas Delta Byways is a promotion organization primarily, and so we certainly do what we can to help promote that festival, and certainly it's included in our Arkansas Delta Byways brochures and all of the Lights of the Delta and the very other lights festivals that are held throughout the state. So we certainly do everything we can to work with them to promote it.
How many communities do you all usually work with every year by way of the different things that are going on in the Delta?
Well, in the state of Arkansas is divided into 12 regions for the purposes of tourism. Our region is called Arkansas Delta Byways, and it's made up of the 15 counties that are closest to the river. So we stretch all the way from Clay County and the Piggott area all the way down to Chico County, almost on the right there on the Louisiana line, actually. And then we go west as far as the Crowley's Ridge counties. So there are 15 counties that we work with on a regular basis, and so, you figure that each of those counties has three or four towns that have major attractions that either are currently being promoted or that could be promoted if the cities would look at the resources they have. A lot of times we tend not to see what's right in our own backyard. For instance, we take cotton for granted, and visitors, when they come to this region, if they've not been to the South before, the first thing they want to do is get out of their car and go pick a bowl of cotton. And we don't think anything of that, but that's an attraction to visitors.
Right, and so with that, do you work with? How do you maybe work with towns to be able to say to them, hey, you know, maybe this is something, especially if you're struggling in this tough economic time, maybe this is something you need to look into.
Right. Well, this obviously is not something that can be from the top down. It has to be from the bottom up. I think communities have to realize that. That they have something that's worth promoting. And I think that as they see, as communities see more and more things happening in the Delta, more successes like some of the things we're doing with the Southern Tenant Farmers Museum, our Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum up in Piggott, our Lakeport Plantation down in Lake Village, the Delta Cultural Center. I think when people see these things start happening and start attracting visitors, then they realize that tourism is an economic driver. A lot of people tend to want to think of economic development as big industries. And, you know, big industries aren't necessarily all going to come to the Delta because in many places we don't have the infrastructure to attract the big industries. But we do have our heritage, and that's not something that people can take away from us. And so to capitalize on that, I think people are realizing that that's an important economic driver.
You know, one thing, when you look at Blytheville, you know, I know that if you were to take a look at how the city is now compared to maybe 25 years ago or so when you had the airbase going and you had, or maybe the airbase was just about, well, we'll take it to the mid-80s, for example. You know, Blytheville was a booming area with the airbase that really contributed to there. And, of course, when the airbase shut down, a lot of people were concerned about that. In that particular instance, something like the Lights of the Delta, being able to use that area, is it something where you're trying to be able to maybe bring back some sort of pride into the city, or how would something like that work?
Oh, I think things like Lights of the Delta are extremely important in building quality of life, developing and renewing pride, and certainly they've done a fabulous job in Blytheville. I know that last year's Lights of the Delta Festival, for instance, they had people from 35 states and, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 foreign countries usually visit each year. And I think maybe something like 50 of the 75 counties in Arkansas. So people from outside of the region are coming into Mississippi County and into Blytheville, and that has to be a real source of pride for the people who live there.
Can tourism lead to job creation too?
Oh, absolutely. There are a number of statistics at the Department of Parks and Tourism which indicate the number of jobs that are tied to heritage tourism sites. For instance, we now are working on developing the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home in Dyce, and we are projecting that when that opens, that will generate 83 new jobs. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have 83 people working at the site. We'll only have a couple of people working at the site, but those 83 new jobs will be created when the rest of the community responds to the increased number of tourists that are coming, because they'll have to open up restaurants, they'll open bed and breakfast, they'll open antique shops and gift shops, and in the town of Piggott, for instance, when we opened the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum, within 2 years of opening that museum, they opened 14 different new tourism-related businesses. So it does generate jobs, and it has that ripple effect throughout the community.
So I guess, you know, one of the questions that I was going to ask you on this that you probably have already answered, but I'll go ahead and just ask it just for namesake, does tourism work?
Well, absolutely tourism works, and I think we're proving that every day, and it works on many levels, not just on the economic level, but in terms of building quality of life, in terms of building pride in the community, and in terms of reminding people of our heritage.